engineering attacks on businesses have become increasingly common over the years. It has become more advanced. In today's digital environment, hackers are never-ending in their search of valuable information, and their methods are smart and misleading. With that being said, hello everyone and welcome back to Edureka YouTube channel. But before we begin, please consider subscribing to our YouTube channel and hit the bell icon to stay updated on our latest tech content from Edureka. Also, visit the Edureka website for training and certification courses, the link to which is in the description box below. Now, let us take a quick look at the agenda for today's session. First, let us define what is social engineering. Then we will talk about how social engineering works, common social engineering attack techniques, and the tips for protecting against social engineering. And we will take a look why cyber criminals use social engineering, followed by why social engineering is so dangerous. And finally, we will talk about the best practices to prevent social engineering attacks. Now, without any further delay, let's get started. What is social engineering? Social engineering is a technique that uses human psychology rather than technically hacking to gain access to the system or data. The criminal uses human emotions such as fear, curiosity, pride, and anger to trick a victim into clicking malicious links. Hackers using social engineering manipulate their target into performing specific action or sharing confidential information. The hackers first investigate the intended victim to gather the necessary background information, such as potential point of access or weak security protocol for their next attack. Now that you are clear about what is social engineering, let's move on to how does social engineering work. A typical social engineering attack involves a cyber criminal communicating with a person that they are targeting while claiming to be from a trusted organization. In some cases, they may imitate someone the victim knows. Suppose if the manipulation is successful, the victim believes that the attacker is who they say are. The attackers then convince the victim to take additional action, which includes disclosing sensitive information such as password, date of birth, or bank account information. Alternatively, they may encourage the victim to visit a website where spyware has been installed. In worst cases, the malicious website deletes the sensitive information or completely takes over the device. Next, we will move on to the common social engineering attack techniques. And the first one is phishing. Phishing is the most common and successful type of social engineering attack. A criminal employs tricks and deception through email, chat, web ads, or website to get a person or organization to reveal their personal information or other valuables. For example, the criminal could pretend that he is from a bank or government organization or a well-known company that victim trusts. The source could be an email asking the user to click on the link to log in to their account. Then it will redirect to a fake website that appears to be valid, and this is where the attack occurs. Next is spear phishing. Spear phishing is the most targeted form of phishing. The scammer personalizes their attack email with the target's name, position, phone number, and other information in attempting to trick the person who receives them, in assuring that they have a connection with the sender. For example, consider receiving an email claimed from a company's CEO requesting immediate action on a confidential project. The email is valid as it addresses by your name and refers to internal information. Wanting to confirm, you click on the attached document, unknowingly launching malware that enters the organization network and demonstrate a targeted phishing attack that uses personalized information to trick and harm specific individual or organization. Next, we have baiting. In cybersecurity, baiting refers to encouraging people with promises of something important, such as free software or media, in exchange for their personal information or device access. This frequently takes the form of leaving infected USB device, CDs, or other media in public places, focusing on human curiosity to attack security. For example, baiting in cybersecurity includes leaving the USB device labeled confidential project plan on the cafeteria table and hoping that the employee will pick it up and plug it into their computer out of curiosity. Next is vishing. Vishing is also known as voice phishing. It is a method of social engineering in which attackers use phone call to trick people into disclosing sensitive information or taking action. For example, an attacker may pretend to be a bank representative, claiming that there is a security issue with the victim's account and requesting their account information or verification code. Lastly, we have scareware. Scareware is a type of malicious software or application that confuses users into believing their computer is infected with viruses or malware. It usually promotes the user to buy fake antivirus software or devices to remove the supported threats. In reality, the danger is the scareware itself, which is frequently designed to steal money from the victim who are unaware or install malware on their devices. For example, scareware is designed as a pop-up message that appears on user computer, claiming that their system has been infected with multiple viruses and encouraging them to download and install a specific antivirus program right away to remove the threats. However, clicking on the pop-up or following the instruction could install malicious software on the user computer, harming its security as well as stealing sensitive information. I hope now you have a clear understanding about the common social engineering attack techniques, so be aware of these techniques. Now let's move on to protecting against social engineering. To protect yourself and organization from social engineering, you must first arise awareness, educate others, and put in place security measures. Here are a few strategies. And the first one is employee training and awareness. Hold regular training sessions to educate employees on common social engineering techniques like phishing emails and fake news. Teach them how to identify and ensure communication. Configure the accuracy of requests and immediately notify any unusual behaviors. Next is execute strong security guidelines. Develop and implement strong security measures and processes, such as password management, access control, and data handling protocols. Ensure that employees understand and follow these policies to reduce the risk of unauthorized access or disclosure of sensitive information. Next we have implement multi-factor authentication. Implement multi-factor authentication across all systems and applications to add a layer of security beyond password. Request user to provide additional authentication factors such as temporary code sent to their mobile device to configure the identity and prevent unauthorized access even if their passwords are affected. Next is regular security assessment. Conduct regular security assessment such as examination and hacking test to identify and address potential flaws in your organization's structure, processes, and controls. Be active in discovering and reducing security risks. And lastly, we have stay informed and up to date. Stay up to date on the latest social engineering strategies and cybersecurity threats by following industry news, subscribing to safety notification, and practicing in appropriate decisions or communities. Update software and security tools with the most recent patches and update to ensure protection. Next, we will discuss why do cybercriminals use social engineering. Social engineering have become a popular method for hackers among cybersecurity in recent years. It has been demonstrated to be the most effective method for criminals to incite an organization. Cybercriminals are employing more complex human hacking scam. A social engineer will learn everything possible about a person or business. This could include using social media or searching for a target's information online. To avoid the danger of social engineers, you must pay close attention, educate yourself, and be aware of the method used by the hackers. Now you know why cybercriminals use social engineering. Let's move on to why is social engineering so dangerous. One of the most dangerous aspects of social engineering is that the attack do not have to be directed at anyone. A single successful fooled victim can provide enough information to trigger an attack that affects the entire organization. Over time, social engineering attacks have become more complex. Not only do fake websites or emails appear realistic enough to trigger a victim into disclosing sensitive information or personal information that can be used to identify theft, but social engineering has also become one of the most common ways of attackers to get past an organization's first defense in order to cause more confusion and harm. Now, we will take a look at the best practices to prevent social engineering attacks. Be careful in what you share. And no, you don't have to be afraid about these attacks. It is possible to prevent them. And here are a few ways to help. First is, set spam filter to high. Never use the same password for different accounts. Then, use two-factor or multi-factor authentication. When doubt, change the password right away. And lastly, educate employees. I hope now you have a clear understanding about social engineering and cybersecurity. In this video, we have covered many topics such as what are the attacks, how will they attack your system or organization, and what are the prevention. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you for watching and keep learning.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to this video. Please be kind enough to like it, and you can comment any of your doubts and queries, and we will reply them at the earliest. Do look out for more videos in our playlist and subscribe to EduRekha channel to learn more. Happy learning!